Good advice for the government and our economy going forward. We need to drop this Fortress New Zealand mentality, the New Zealand initiative. They've been lobbying the government for weeks now to capitalise on this COVID-free status of ours. Everything from bringing in international students, that's a $5 billion industry, to researchers, to athletes here. New Zealand Initiative Chair Roger Partridge is with us. Roger, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you not being heard?
Well, we're facing a bit of frustration that the Fortress mentality attitude is deeply ingrained, and perhaps that's understandable after the last 3 months, but the government's main priority now needs to be restoring the economy and the livelihoods that have been lost in the war against COVID-19. It's doing that certainly with spending, but it's not thinking strategically about how to take advantage of our COVID-free status.
Do they give you something more than better safe than sorry? You've got the James Camerons here for the, and we've had the America's Cup scrap, but I mean, the students would be an obvious one. That's a massive industry for this country.
It is, and I think the problem is it's the safety first mentality, and of course, safety's a key, but we've also got to think about livelihoods, and tens of thousands of jobs have been lost. The example, the international students is a difficult one for people to get their heads around. The one I like the most is the sporting opportunities. The head coach of the New Zealand men's sports team, Niels Koberger, reports that he's had unprecedented interest from international ski teams wanting to train here over the New Zealand winter. The European World Series was cut short with COVID-19 in February, and the Winter Olympics are a bit over a year away. What a boon it would be for Christchurch if we could have half a dozen international ski teams filling up our hotels and taking advantage of our facilities.
I can't understand why you wouldn't, because you're quarantining. It's not like they're wandering in. You come in, you quarantine, you clean, you clear, you're set to go, you bring in your money, your skills, your expertise and our reputation. What's hard about that?
Well, that's right. Australia's managed it with hosting the Warriors. Why can't we host some ski teams? Perhaps the Heineken Cup from the UK, the rugby season's been truncated over there. Why don't we fill up stadiums in regional New Zealand with the Heineken Cup or the European Championships, or perhaps we could even have the Six Nations down under.
Yeah.
There's a limitless number of opportunities if we put in place proper quarantining systems and take advantage of what we've all fought so hard for over the last 3 months.
The problem I have is that they're very good on the welfare, and they got the money out the door, and the job subsidy, wage subsidy, all seems to work, but that's band-aid welfare stuff. The next step surely is how to grow the economy. They don't seem to be cognizant of that, or if they are, they're not telling us.
No, that's right, and it's going to take more than Grant Robertson's checkbook to get the economy going. We've got to think strategically about the opportunities that we're now presented with from our newfound COVID-free status.
And you got the answers there, and I don't know why they're not listening. Roger, appreciate it very much. Roger Partridge, who's the New Zealand Initiative Chair.